This is a CKTZ News Update. Dave Ives was 4 weeks away from completing his six-month probationary period as the new chief of the Cortez Island Volunteer Fire Department. He received word from the board of directors on November 2nd that he had been dismissed.
For the most part, I would say this is more of a difference of a couple conflicting personalities within a group of people, which is not unusual. And certainly when a new person comes to an organization, or in the case of smaller communities where a new person comes into a community, it takes a while for people to accept that person and understand what they're about, and it takes a while for that person to understand what the trigger points are for different individuals. So I think some of the bumps and the dips and the valleys between human beings is to be expected. By and large, not without a rub of friction here or there, but by and large, I enjoyed a great working relationship with the existing firefighters, so the ones that are actively showing up to practices and calls. There's that were on the list that unfortunately never had the opportunity to work with or meet. And I've had a tremendously positive experience with the highly successful recruiting campaign that I spearheaded this summer and into the fall. So I think as far as people in uniform go and the people that are protecting property and saving lives here on the island, I think I have more than healthy working relationship. Not that it can't continue to be worked on at all times, but definitely had a bit of a breakdown with the board. And again, discussing the term conflict, the board, I was on probation, but the board has a right to, at any time during that probation, to decide, no, not quite the right fit. We're looking for somebody or something different. Often said and continue to say, Cortez Island Fire and Cortez Island is also on probation as far for my wife and I. If it isn't quite right fit, then for sure we would also exercise our option to move along. My concern in this particular decision was twofold. Sherry and I were frequented Cortez Island for many years prior to this. We've invested our time, our energy, and so forth in setting down some roots and living here in Cortez. And my nature and the way I approach fire service is from the day one that I come in, I'm all in. So from my concern side of things, it's more of a case of not whether or not it works out for Dave Ives as the fire chief, or what's best for Cortez Fire, what's best for the island. And where my concern comes into play is I don't believe that this decision was made in the best interest whatsoever for the island or the fire department. And I don't believe this decision was made based on any actual performance deficiency in any work that I've done. And I don't believe that this decision was for anything other than a couple personal differences, personality differences. So where my concern comes to is, and this isn't the whole war, it's not a war in that effect. What my concern is, quite frankly, is that there is a definite disconnect in how the board communicates with its senior fire chief officer. And there's a disconnect, in fact, how the board communicates with itself. It is regular practice for the president of the board to one at a time corner people and have a side discussion with those people. And only when he's happy with and satisfied that he understands the outcome or what the outcome will be, will there actually be any sort of joint board action. That's one of the things that created a rub, frankly, is on more than one occasion, I was aggressively badgered for continuing to include all board members in any sort of board business that came up. We're talking about innocent board business, like in comes a bill that has nothing to do with anything that I've done, and it has to go to the board because there must be somebody there that's ordered something, and I just send it out, or something, a mail comes in, random mail comes in that's addressed to the board. I send it to the board membership and find out shortly thereafter that I met with a very angry president stating that I should only send it everything in the to him. This kind of this situation digressed a bit. Before I knock the President Walker too hard, I want to acknowledge that of all the members of the board, I would say that he's the most active member as far as doing things and getting things done. And I have a great deal of respect for his sense of community and his pride to do that and get things done. Any sort of personal differences perhaps President Walker and I have, I felt very confidently that we could work through, because I too am a doer, as is evidenced in some of the accomplishments that Cortez Fire has made in the last 7 months. When it comes right down to it, what I worry about and what I steadfastly believe is that this decision ended up being made by the more neutral or more level-headed members of the board based on undue influences. Undue influences that were either being brought forward by an individual that had their own stake in the failure of my mission, and which would then help that individual have things the way they want things. Some of that is natural. Again, when a new guy comes in, there'll be change. Human beings, by and large, resist change and are not comfortable with. In my particular case, as I reviewed and I interviewed and I learned more and more about the fire department and each of its individuals, I learned of some deficiencies within the fire department. Not to state that or suggest the fire department is not trying its best or that the fire department is not worthy of the support and respect of the community. Quite the contrary. But there are certain aspects that are offside. So in order to get onside and keep our firefighters safe and keep these guys and girls going home safely every time a call goes out, there's more work to be done. Inevitably, I begin to represent work. Well, for those who prefer a more relaxed atmosphere, it's going to be a bit of a rough patch. But long story short, just because one or two or even three individuals out of 30 are having a bit of a struggle with change and a bit of a struggle with a regimented standards, to somehow bring that to the board in a manner that would suggest that the sky is falling, it's untruthful, for one thing, and two, it's out of order. Concerns such as that should be brought up through the chain of command to me so adjustments could be made and carry on. Really long worded way of saying, I think the board has made a terrible mistake. I don't think what the board has done is in the best interest of the fire service, and I think they did it based on undue influence from an individual or individuals and a personal score to settle and personal gain to be made.
Okay, Dave, I was just curious, for you and your wife, Sherry, what happens?
We're still in Cortez. We're homeless. We probably, more than my credentials, more than my personality, more than my availability for worship, more than the price, the cost of having a chief. The board made it very clear one of the most important things that they wanted in a fire chief is somebody that had an investment in the local community that is here, that wants to be here. So we've secured 2 years' worth of dock rental. We purchased a large, comfortable liveaboard vessel. We're not fully on terrestrial land, and that's just because of the overall lack of availability of housing and the price for what is available. But we're here. And yesterday I bumped into you while I was waiting for a meeting that unfortunately didn't occur. I was there to train my white helmet and pick up a volunteer firefighter's helmet. So I'm still committed to the community. I'm still committed to making sure firefighters stay safe, and I'm still committed to protecting lives and property where I can. For my wife, who was their office administrator, so they've lost that as well, who is a trained director of emergency management and who is a trained emergency medical responder, she tendered her resignation today, so that's another loss for the community. And I can't speak for her, but I'm not so sure she's willing at this moment to volunteering based on the current political climate. Having said that, my junior high school sweetheart since I was 12 years old, I can tell you that her heart is with the island, her heart is with community service, and if there was less negativity and less political interference, she would be the first one to answer any page out call for help. We're still very happy to be islanders, and I'm still very much so willing to work with the island to help them eventually evolve their fire service into an even better version of itself.
CKTZ News requested comment from the board of the Cortez Island Firefighting Association and received a written statement on behalf of the board from President Chris Walker. He requested that the statement be read in full. Quote, "Thanks for this opportunity to communicate with the community. Ending Dave's contract was the very last thing that the board wanted to do, and only did so with the greatest reluctance. We chose Dave to be our chief because we saw that he was highly skilled and a dedicated firefighting professional. We also liked him and Sherry personally and wanted them in our community. Unfortunately, it became apparent that there were aspects of his leadership style that were at odds with the culture of our fire department, and our efforts to help him adapt his style to our culture did not succeed. Matters deteriorated, and we realized that we needed to be honest with him and ourselves that this was not going to work out. The third paragraph of the contract between Mr. Ives and the Cortez Island Firefighting Association had a 6-month probationary clause stating that either party may cancel the contract for any reason and without cause and with no penalty. On October 31st, Mr. Ives stated verbally in a voice message to President Walker, "I would like to discuss the means and terms of my separation from the island." A similar message was left with Director Whalen. We understood this to mean that he was in concurrence with the board that the relationship was no longer tenable. We sincerely hope that Dave and Sherry remain in the community. Once the dust settles and wounds heal, there may well be a place for Dave in the fire department, but right now we need him to let us get on with the difficult job of getting back into a steady routine of fire service delivery. To that end, the board has appointed a 6-month contract with Deputy Chief Eli McKenty to be acting interim fire chief until we can find a suitable replacement. Former Chief Mac Diver has indicated that he is willing to assist Chief McKenty as required. The search process has already begun, and we will be using every available resource to find our new chief as efficiently as possible. Regardless of any differences with our former chief, David Ives, our number one focus is the safety and development of our volunteers so that they can fulfill their duties as an effective fire and emergency service for our community. Yours truly, the Cortez Island Firefighting Association Board of Directors. End quote. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.